Good Friday and welcome to the Beauty Files. I'm Juanita. I'm so glad you can join us today. You know, this Friday is the Friday before the big shopping Friday. And what do I have in store for you today? I figured that I would start the shopping now. Ready, set, shop. And with us today, we got a whole bunch of different people coming on today. But I wanted to do a different take instead of just saying, okay, you know, take your money, go spend it here. I wanted them to basically kind of come to you or give you a different option. First guest is with BeautyBargains.com, joined by Ashley Pettit. She's the owner and creator, and she's going to share with us what's inside all those little swag boxes that you can shop till you drop. Now, she has with over 300 different beauty boxes full of brand name products, and all you beauty people that know, you know about NARS, MAC, everybody knows MAC, Smashbox, Philosophy. You know, she sent me something in the mail, and I still had to go. Well, welcome, Ashley, to the Beauty Files.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, Ashley sent me this wonderful box of goodies. That's all I can call it is goodies. And I'm going to ask her how in the world, first of all, we're going to get pricing and everything and, you know, what you can do because there are different types of different boxes that you can order. You can, I think you can custom to your needs. And she will, you know, help you with that as well. But she sent me a treasure trove full of stuff that I am still going through. It is the most amazing stuff. The products are great. It's not, you know, anything cheap. Not the cheap stuff. These are top of the line. NARS, for goodness sakes, is so expensive. Philosophy, expensive. MAC is so expensive. So without further ado, Ashley, tell us about BeautyBargains.com.
Yeah, well, I had sold online for about 15 years. And a short while ago, I just decided to open my own website. So I'm so excited about it. And we've been so blessed that, you know, everybody's familiar with the subscription boxes. And, you know, they have all different kinds, beauty, food. And so I had just kind of created our own with products that you can get on the website. And, you know, you're guaranteed at least 3 to 4 full-size products. And like you were saying, they're brands you know, some of the boxes you get stuff and you're thinking, well, what is this? And these are brands you know and that you love. And if you want to shoot us an email, you know, our information's on the website. If you have something that you just love, if you'll give me, you know, 2 or 3, I'll try my best to put it together for you. So, so anyway, we're really excited about it.
So you have like a whole, but I mean, I would probably lose my mind if I saw all that stuff. You have all these products. I would literally lose my mind. They would not find me for days because I am under a bunch of stuff. I just, you know, I'm looking at your site. You have a beauty blog. You help people decide what, you tell people what the stuff is. You help people decide. And you also show people the ones who need or who want help with this process. You actually help them with that as well.
Yeah. We post deals on the blog. You know, it's no secret. Everybody loves a deal, and I might not have anything. So, you know, if we see a bunch of gifts with purchase or something from another store, we'll post that on there. But we've got, you know, on our website, it's 30 to 90% off retail. So that's a great deal. And we're just really excited. It's exciting. But the boxes, they are $29.99 a month, or you can sign up for a yearly subscription and pay up front and save for a month or, you know, pay monthly. So so they're a lot of fun, too.
And how much stuff do you get in a box? Like, you know, you were saying this. I think you said it was $19.99 a month?
$29.99.
$29.99 a month. And how much stuff do you get in each box?
Well, you're guaranteed 3 to 4 full-size products, which is huge. You know, a lot of the boxes, you just get the samples. And most of those, if you love them, you can order on our website. So that's neat. And then you'll get a few, you know, sample packets and deluxe samples to go along with that. So So it's a great deal. And like you said, the brands are just so great. It's things people love and know, and you just can't go wrong with it. So
now I'm a guy, you know, my girl, she likes makeup, my wife or whatever, she likes makeup. I can't get any of my stuff on the dresser because of all her stuff. But I want to buy her that beauty. I want to get her that beauty subscription. Do he call you? I mean, do they send you emails and say, you know, this is what she likes? Do you have a suggestion?
Yeah, that would be great. You can just go to the website. It's actually www.beauty-bargains.com. You've got to put that dash in there. But just shoot us a note when you check out, or my email is on the blog and the website. My phone number's on there. We're independently owned, so we're not a corporation. We're easy to get in touch with, and we love to talk to people. So,
and I love your blogs. I was reading a couple of your blogs, but what do you normally blog about?
Just discounts. Our website, of course, we blog about it.
Mm-hmm.
One blog post was how to sell on Amazon and eBay, you know, for people that want to get started. I don't have any secrets, and just things we love, and mostly about beauty. There's some how-tos on there, and the blog, I have to tell you, you know, I'm in my 30s, but, you know, all these 20-somethings know all about that blog, and I really had to learn it, but it has been so much fun.
I bet. Yeah, that is something new, because it's like, okay, I got a blog. Okay, I know what I want to say, but, oh. and the young kids, they just be, you know, I'm still doing the Instagram. I mean, I haven't even gotten into that yet, but, you know, it's like every time I turn around, I hear somebody doing the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook,
yeah.
You know, I mean, for years I was calling it book face. So, it's just driving me crazy that I don't know as much. But blogging is amazing, because blogging,
yeah.
you can put your own spin to it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It is. It's a lot of fun. And, of course, we do the Facebook and Twitter stuff, too. And that's been a learning curve for me, too. But it's all fun. It's all fun. My girlfriend said she kept telling her daughter she tweeted. She said, "No, Mom, it's tweet. It's tweet."
And I was saying Tweety, so, you know. And how do you, you know, not to even, and I don't know if this is a trade secret or not, but how do you know what to get, or how do you know, what products that you think people would like? Because everything in my box that you sent me, I loved.
Oh, gosh, I'm so glad. Well, you know, it's kind of harder when you know the people, to be honest, to send them stuff. My girlfriend's mother ordered one, and I was like, "You think she'd like that? You think she'd like that?" But I'm so thankful you liked yours. But, you know, like I said, name brands you can't go wrong with, and if people give me a hint, then that's good too. You know, their skin type or something they love. You know, I buy department store overstocks and just have a ball with it.
And I got a question that just came in. Someone said, "Do you prepare these boxes for weddings?"
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Yes. If they want to send us an email, you know, we'll specialize anything. So.
And do you ever run out of like if there was one thing that everybody liked and they said, okay, I want some more, do you ever run out? I mean, and if you do, you know, I guess you get a great replacement, because I'm telling you, everything in this bag that she sent me was amazing. I mean, I'm not even talking about small stuff. I'm talking about the regular size.
Yeah.
You know, because that's
what
we think, and that when we think of subscription boxes, we automatically think that it's going to be something damaged, something small,
yes.
Something,
mm-hmm.
You know, you take some lotion and you pat it in your hand twice and it's gone.
Yeah. You're squeezing out of the little plastic wrap.
Yeah, and I'm still ashy. So, yeah, I am. It's like that was just for one ankle.
Oh, that is funny. Yeah, I know. It's awesome.
Where's the rest of it for the other ankle? Because it's just as ashy.
Not enough to decide if you like it or not. That is funny.
I know.
That drives me crazy when I get samples and, you know, something that smells really good and, you know, you're in the shower and you're, okay, here we go. And then you're squeezing it and it's not even enough to do one side. It drives me crazy.
Oh, gosh, I know. Well, we've all experienced that. But you know, hopefully, if, you know, you get something in the box, the goal is to be able to order it from the website. So, but, you know, oh, back to if we can replenish them. Most of what we buy is department store overstocked, and that's how we can sell it so cheap and, you know, such great stuff.
Right.
But I do have several contacts, so probably the possibility is very good that I can get it again. You know, we hope that you, you know, love it and reorder more boxes and more stuff on the website and get a good deal doing it. So you don't have to feel guilty about buying good stuff.
And I see something in here that says points. What is your point system here?
I have no idea.
It says something like, Ashley, you have 261 points. I mean, I just read that. I thought it was like, you know, you buy so many stuff because, you know, I would probably, you know, give me points. Everybody loves an incentive, but I don't even think you really need an incentive here because, you know, I'm looking at your website. You have, you got deals. You know where all the deals are. You know where the 20% is for this. You got something in here about Smashbox. Which is one of my favorite vendors. I love Smashbox. You got the giveaway bag, the goodie bags, which everybody loves. And, you know, those goodie bags are good because you can kind of break them up and give them as individual gifts, depending on how big they are or how substantial the goodie is.
Yeah, stocking stuffers,
Yeah, exact, stocking stuffers. And then I'm looking, you know, I'm all through your website, girl. You cover everything. You got...
thank you so much. Awesome,
you got something about 20% off on different deals. You're covering everything.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
you cover everything that a beauty person would like to know, and we don't know because a lot of times we don't know, you know, where to look for coupons or discounts.
The bargains. Yeah. Well, anybody that knows me can tell you I am such a snob. But I do not pay full price for anything.
Oh, yeah.
I'm such a brand snob. I mean, I know that's so crazy. I mean, even, you know, I'll even go to garage sales. I love garage sales. I love coupons. I love finding stuff at a deal. So if we can give that to our customers and tell them where to get it other places, you know, I mean, there's enough business out there for everybody. So, you know, it's all good. But
so you do that. You offer people... you know, you tell them where they can go to a different website. You know, for instance, I see something that says jane.com where you can find tons of great deals, including these headbands. These headbands are really cute.
I think they were like, what were they, $4.99 or $9.99?
You're right, $4.99. I mean, that was insane.
Yeah.
I mean, but everybody loves a deal.
Yeah, they do. It doesn't matter, you know, what you're buying or whatever. Everybody loves a deal, and they love the feeling of getting a deal.
God, you just spoke my word. You know, it's funny because, and just getting off the subject, but I had gotten a coupon for, I paid for 6 cupcakes, and I got 12, and it was the last day yesterday. Do you know I went all the way downtown to get those 6 cupcakes because of the deal?
That's right.
It was the deal. But I got 6 extra cupcakes, and they are really good cupcakes for the price of 6. So it's very orgasmic. And I'm sitting here thinking, if I can get NARS, speaking of orgasm, I mean, NARS, that fabulous color, is called Orgasm. That is the best-selling color that NARS makes.
Yeah, we've got a couple of those on our website. We don't have many of those left, but so grab.
If you can get that cheap, that's insane because that stuff is expensive.
Yeah. Oh, I know. And the MAC powders, we have all the MAC hair blend pressed powders on there, and some MAC mineralized foundation. I'm talking so fast. I'm so excited to talk about.
Yeah, this. Exactly.
But,
but
anyway, so yeah, and those are good deals on those too. So.
And do you have any
thing, everybody?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say another thing people always worry about ordering on the website is, you know, is it authentic? And,
right.
Of course, you got a box. You can vouch that it is. But everything we buy, we know where we're buying it from. Like I said, it's major department store overstocks. And, you know, it's all authentic, you know, real stuff, just like you go to your department stores and buy. So.
Yeah, because that is a good point. You know, a lot of people are thinking,
how
yeah.
you can set, you know, how they can get this stuff so cheap? It must not be real.
I'm telling you,
yeah.
this is real.
Yeah.
I'm looking at some philosophy she sent me. It's called, and this is one of my favorite, Eternal Grace. You know,
oh,
it's sealed. It's not even like, you know, I'm just thinking of things that, you know, that have happened to me in the past and that, you know, this right here is the real deal, everyone. Because I have gotten some stuff that in a box and it looked like somebody was in it, sprayed it, didn't like the smell, and put it back in the box. I'm sitting thinking, is that my package?
Oh, that's hilarious. We've all been there. We've all done it.
But these are sealed. They're, you know, they don't. You'll see somebody's fingerprint in the shadow. It's like, it's real.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it, you know, my crying game. But I'm just saying, it's like every time you think that you're getting a deal, you really get excited when you know that you are getting a true deal. And you're
yeah.
passing it on to someone else because they and then they'll tell their friends and you know and so on and so on. But you know, again, that part of it, you're scared of ordering online. You know, a lot of people are scared of ordering online. A lot of people think, you know, about the whole is it the real deal? Another
yeah.
thing, people can't believe the price. People can't understand,
yeah.
you know, how is she giving me this and it's full size.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because that's
yeah.
that's the other thing. You know, how are you giving me full size, Ashley? What's up?
Yeah. Because well, we get a deal, and we just pass it on to you.
Right, exactly. And it's all about the deal, isn't it?
That's right. That's right.
Do you actually, do you welcome, if someone got something from you, do you welcome feedback? Like, can someone send you, like, what do you call it, like a critique of the product that they have, and do you post it, or do you just, you know?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely, we would, yeah. We post it on the blog, and that'd be great. That'd be great.
What is your favorite thing
Facebook,
to blog
Twitter?
About?
I guess my... Well, of course, our website. I guess I probably shouldn't say that, but I do like the beauty bargain deals. I like to do that. I like to look at my emails every morning and see what's out there, and it's fun. It's fun.
Do you get just like goo gobs of things that I mean, overstocks or products that you you know you have to search out for and then when you see it you just like, oh my God, let me get this right now.
Yeah, I do. My girlfriend says I'm a shopaholic, but I'm really not. I don't buy anything full price.
That's the beauty of it. You're a great shopaholic because you don't spend full price. See people, there's a difference, people, between a good shopaholic and a shopaholic.
That's right.
Because a good shopaholic will know where the bargains are, and they know. My sister, I'll throw that out there. She can find something that is, you know, that someone would pay hundreds of dollars for, and she'll come, you know, and say, guess how much I pay for this? You know, I mean, she'll, and I think that's the excitement part of it.
Yeah.
But everybody wants a bargain.
That's right. It's like a high or something. I don't know.
Now, what's the turnaround for ordering packages? Like, if I wanted to, if somebody sends in their order or goes online to beauty-bargains.com, what is their turnaround for Christmas shopping? Because this is all about our Christmas shopping.
Yes, that's right. We have same day. I mean, unless it's after postal hours, but same day delivery. So. We're organized. We know where all our stuff is. And like I said, we're not a huge corporation, so we're going to make sure that it ships out the same day. Now, some of them might be shipped out first-class mail, but, you know, you should still get it in 3 or 4 days at the latest. So when you order it, it's going out.
Oh, wow. And is there some place you don't ship?
I don't ship overseas yet, and I hate that, but I'm just not able to. With the prices, you know, and that might change in the future, but I might have to charge some shipping or something. But as for right now, we just ship in the United States. Yeah. So
because somebody can think of a last minute shopper, like a couple of days before Christmas or something, and they say, oh my God, I forgot to get this, but this looks perfect. I mean, do you sell subscriptions or gift cards or gift certificates or something like that?
We do. They're on the website, or you can email me. So, the subscriptions, I guess, are for the boxes, but the gift cards we sell on there, and we can ship those out that same day too. So.
And then each month, if we do the subscription, each month you send us something different along the lines of what, you know, we had requested the time before.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And there's three ways to do the subscription. It's a one-time purchase, so you're not ever obligated, which a lot of people say we're stupid from doing that, but people will come back. They just will. We have a yearly subscription, and you pay by the year, and you get a month off, a month discount.
Okay.
Or you do the yearly subscription, and it's deducted out of your credit card or checking account every month. So there's three options on there. So,
and the yearly one sounds like it would be better to have because you get a month off. I mean, you get a month free or whatever.
Yeah,
and when do they come to my home, or when do we get them delivered?
We ship out the first of the month, so they should be there by, you know, the third through the fifth, depending on what day that falls on. So.
And is there any return policy? Because that's someone just asked me that. Is there if something is damaged or whatever?
Because of the cosmetics, we don't accept returns unless they're unopened. You
know,
if you just don't like the color, I can't do that for sanitary reasons. But but if there's any, you know, if you get something damaged or if you know it's unopened, and we will gladly accept a return, no problem.
And do you just send out cosmetics, or do you send everything beauty, like shampoo, lotions, you know, like headbands? Huh?
Yeah, that's a great question. Pretty much it's everything beauty. Most of it is cosmetic, but we do skin care, shampoo, lotion, headbands. You know, you might find one or two of those in your package every month. So it's fun. It's a good surprise.
Yeah, because I got some really, I'm wearing it now. Maybe I should take a picture. I got some nail polish you sent me, and it's the most fabulous red I've ever seen. I mean, it is a spectacular red.
Oh, I'm so glad you're enjoying it. That's great. That's
yeah,
great.
I'm sporting it now. You know, we don't have TV in here, but yeah, I have it on my nails now.
Yay!
But, you know, I'm just going to, before I let you go, Ashley, because we're going to be joined by Nicole in a few minutes, but I'm just going to let people, I'm going to give just a little sample of what I have in my bag. I have a Smashbox eyeshadow. It's a three-color eyeshadow. I have that. I have that really nice nail color. It was a really nice red. I have, oh, wow. Oh, gosh, I didn't look. I'm opening it while I'm on the air. I have a Lancome. Oh, wow, that's pretty. A Lancome blush. This is like a makeup artist's fantasy. I mean, oh, no, this is an eyeshadow. It's a four-color eyeshadow. I may wear this tonight.
Yeah.
I have the Philosophy Grace perfume. I have a Juicy Tubes. Everybody knows what Juicy Tubes is. That's from Lancome. Now, this is a score here. This right here, Clarins One Step Gentle Exfoliated Cleanser. I bought this, and I'm not going to tell you what I spent for this, but I got this right here is a big deal because this stuff is one step for your skin. And if anybody out there has a problem with dry skin or if their skin looks dull, if you use this product, it will make your skin look as if you just came from the spa.
Really?
I'm just throwing that out there. I've used it. I recommend it to a lot of my clients, especially the clients that have drying of the skin, or they just came back from someplace and they got really dead skin, like from sunburn or whatever. I recommend this product, and it just slows everything off, and it makes your skin feel like polished wood.
Huh.
That's a good thing. It's a nice smooth.
Oh my gosh.
So if you know this, and let me ask you one last thing, because God, I'm running out of time. The ones that I get the smaller size, if they wanted to get the bigger size, do they get it from your site or they just order it?
A lot of times we're gonna try our best to have everything that you got in the box on the site.
Okay.
Sometimes you know we won't, but we're gonna try our best to do that. I cannot tell you, Juanita, how much I appreciate you giving me this opportunity. This has just been fabulous, and you are just precious. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the show today. And give us your website again, and if you have any specials, you can plug that as well.
Okay, yeah. It's www.beauty-bargains.com. And just order the subscription boxes, y'all. You'll love them.
Yeah, you will love them. Oh, and I forgot about my best find here. She sent me a Rachel Roy Shadow Collection. It's huge. it's like this one product was just could cover everything in the bag, because it's huge. And when I say it's a big palette.
It's a big palette.
It's nice.
It is, yeah.
And I got this great bag, this evening bag, too. I'm going to carry that tonight. Ashley, you have been such a pleasure to talk with. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
And you can come on anytime you want.
Well, bless you. Bless you. Well, I will be in touch.
You will definitely be a favorite of ours. And coming up on the other side of the break, we have Nicole Reed. She's going to give us some information about the good and the bad about a therapeutic massage. Stick with us. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Welcome back to the Beauty Files. What a pleasure talking with Ashley. She is, you know, I didn't want to tell her this, but I love her Southern accent. I'm a fan. I love the South. I love her Southern accent, and she was a delight. We are joined by Nicole Ruffin. I said Reed, but it was Ruffin. I apologize for that. With Care Essence Therapeutic Massage. Welcome to the Beauty Files.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, Nicole, now, we got to talk about massages, because I'm going to tell you, there is the good massage, the bad massage, and the questionable massage.
Right.
So I want you to tell our audience, first of all, how did you get started in this field? And we're going to plug in and give everybody all your information at the end of the show, so because you have some specials that are going on as well on with your company. But how did you get involved in this field?
Well, thank you so much for having me. I just wanted to say that up front.
Oh, sure.
I have a background in the medical field. I've worked in hospital setting for about 18 years, and the last thing that I was doing was working as a cardiovascular technologist And one of the things that I got an opportunity to see with working with the healthcare is a lot of people are being treated for issues that could be prevented. And I decided that I wanted to help people in the on the front end with, like, preventing, changing lifestyle issues, taking care of their health up front so that they could alleviate having a lot of these illnesses and pains that could be avoided if they knew how to take care of themselves. I received a massage back in, like, 94, and a friend of mine who was training for massage therapy thought about opening a day spa, and I thought that was a great idea. So then I just got on board and went to school and got the training and the certification that I needed so that I could support myself and sustain myself with the business.
Oh. So now we have different types of services that you offer, and you know, before I go into the massages, because a lot of people do know about, you know, the massages, you have a couple of things that a lot of people may not know what it is. For example, you have something, and I got a question about this, so I'll ask. You have something called a detox massage.
Right.
Now, what is that?
So what happens is one of the things that occurs in our body is because of our lifestyle, how we eat, what our nutrition is, and things like that. We are full of toxins, and we don't do enough to get those toxins out. So one of the benefits of massage therapy is as you are massaging the body using different tools with your hands, like kneading and pulling and things like that, you're manipulating the toxins that are within the cells and allowing those to flush through the body. Now, ultimately, at the end of a massage, it's very important that you drink plenty of water to flush all of that out of your system. But when we get into these stagnant lifestyles where we're not moving our bodies, we're not exercising, we're not eating the right things, our cells get swollen with all of this waste, toxin, and debris, and it needs to go somewhere. So massage can be very beneficial in moving that along, improving the circulation to get that stuff out of the body.
Wow. And so you do your massage. You said drink a lot of, you know, you're drinking the water. How often would I have to come in if I needed a lot of detoxing? Because I'm going to tell you, this girl likes steak. And I know steak.
And
I'm just telling everybody my business. I like steak, and I like wine. So, yeah, and I'm sure that is really bad in staying inside my system.
And I completely understand that. So it's not about, like, completely changing your diet or whatever, but, you know, one of the things, like, with people who are meat eaters, and I'm a meat eater as well, you know, you have to pay attention and listen to your body. So when you feel full or stuck, you have to listen to what your body is trying to tell you. So there may be a day or two where you choose a meatless day. You know, some people call it meatless Mondays or whatever. So that gives your body an opportunity to rest, to digest what is already consumed. And one of the things that I learned in anatomy school is, you know, when you're eating those heavy meals, you know, one behind the other, your body will start storing things that it hasn't had an opportunity to digest because you've given it something new. So what you want to do is, like, give your body a break, and so maybe juicing on that day, which you might declare a meatless Monday or something like that. And the massage therapy, what it will do is, I don't want to use too many technical words, but there's a thing called the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system. Mm-hmm. When they're activated, you want to, when the sympathetic nervous system is activated, that's when everything is increased. When the parasympathetic system is activated, things like the digestive system slows down. So when you're getting the massage and things like that, that's when you want to slow down, not thinking about eating a full meal, eating light, like a light snack, like a piece of fruit or something like that. Now, with the detox, we're not talking about, like, starvation or fasting. We're just talking about slowing things down to give your body an opportunity to, relax that anxiety that you may be experiencing and things like that.
So now, if I came to you, Nicole, and I had an injury, should I first, you know, and a doctor said, okay, you know, yeah, you got an injury. Should I still come to you and just say, okay, I can't move my shoulder or I can't move my arm properly? Is there a massage tech? Is there a recommended massage that you would tell people, like if I hurt my arm some type of way and I need to come and get a massage? Is there a massage that you would recommend?
Okay, what you said was a very good point. You definitely want to see your doctor first because your doctor can give you an assessment or do some testing to find out what exactly is going on. And typically what massage therapists do is instead of operating outside of the medical field, we try to operate in conjunction with them as an ally. So we take the information that the doctor has diagnosed, and then we'll work with that body system. So, for example, if you say that you can't raise your arm above your head, then we would start looking at things like the muscles in the shoulder, which is called the four muscles that collectively are called the rotator cuff. So
right.
We would start, you know, doing assessments like finding out how high you can raise your arm. That's called range of motion. So if you can only raise your arm to shoulder level and your goal is to get it above your head or whatever, then we would work with the muscles above and below, to the left and to the right of that area so that we can start getting some movement. Typically, those injuries may take a series of body work or series of sessions, so you don't expect to have complete range of motion after one massage. So I think you were asking about some of the types of massage. When you're specifically working on a body part like the rotator cuff or something like that, that's when you're talking about specific work, which is with the deep tissue or sports massage would address. Swedish is typically general. It's light touch, and you can get like a Swedish massage all over the body. So they were giving all of the muscles an opportunity to be addressed. But usually when you're working with deep tissue and sports massage, you're working on localized, focused muscle groups.
So
okay?
Now I'm going to throw this out at you. Should a massage hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Should I be like in pain when I leave you? Should I be just like, what just happened? I can't walk now.
Well, no, you definitely want to be able to walk. You always want to come out feeling better than you felt when you came in.
Oh,
but you had mentioned something at the top of the question when you were asking about good, bad, and I forgot the other thing you said. And so with a bad massage, this is what I'll say. There's no two therapists that touch is exactly the same. And ironically, I will never know what my own touch feels like, so I only depend on the feedback of other people that say, oh, she gives good pressure, she listens, and things like that.
Okay.
When you feel pain, it could be one of two things. It could be that there was something more serious going on with you when you came in, and the massage therapist did not detect that and continued to work that area anyway. There's
okay.
supposed to be a conversation between the massage therapist and the client continuously, meaning that the therapist checks in with you and says, oh, how's the pressure? And you
right.
say, yay, I like it. No, I don't like it. And the therapist is supposed to continue. If you can handle more pressure, if it's too much pressure, then they're supposed to back up and stop. So, no, it's not a no gain, no pain. Sometimes things will be a little sore depending on what you present with. But that's the reason why we have a series of sessions, so that we can work those muscle groups over a period of time. It's not a one-time thing and we hurt you and then you leave. When it's a bad massage or when it's an uncomfortable massage, that means that the therapist may not have worked with you effectively for you. Okay?
Oh. I'm glad you said
yeah.
that because I'm going to let you tell our audience, because we have a little bit more time left, the pricing and everything. But I want to
mm-hmm.
say this is that I'm so glad you said to communicate with your therapist because
mm-hmm.
I did that one time. And I'm like, you know, that's a little hard. That's a little
yeah.
get that elbow out of my back. I mean, it's like, and I'm like, little hard. Okay, I'm up. And
now, what I
get up.
I will say that there are clients who like it hard and like it deep. I'm not one of those. That's not my favorite type of massage. But they feel like, or they've been somehow trained that the more pressure you give, the deeper that you go, the more beneficial it is for them, or the more therapeutic. Therapeutic massage has nothing to do with how hard the pressure is. The therapy and massage therapy is the results that give you the benefits that give you the results that you need. So, like, if you come in bent over and your back is hurting or whatever, if you can stand upright and straight and your posture is improved, then that's what's considered therapy. And it doesn't have to hurt to get you to that point.
Oh, girl, I'm so glad you just said that. That is perfect, what you just said. Therapy, it's therapy. It's supposed to help you, not hinder you.
Right.
Oh, my God. Now, tell us about some of this, the specials that you have going, because you did send me something on your email, but you have different specials going on. And this would be a good gift, people. You know, we're talking about shopping and getting, you know, creative gifts or whatever. This would be an excellent gift if you knew somebody who's having back problems or shoulder problems, or you see that they, you know, having a hard day, or and they really could benefit from massage therapy. Tell us about some of the stuff that you have to offer, and give us your website again.
Okay, my website is www.careessencetm.com. I'll spell it. It's CareessenceTM, T as in Tom, M as in Mary.com. And it will show you all of the services that we offer. But what we're offering for the holidays is Swedish and deep tissue massage 1 hour for $55. We're also offering Reiki for $55 for an hour through the holiday season. And let me just give you a some information about what Reiki is. It is a Japanese healing art, and the way that it works is it's sort of like guided meditation. So sometimes during the holiday season, there's like the seasonal affective disorders, there's the anxiety over the holidays. People get stressed out and overeat. They have anxiety about being around family members that they only see, you know, once or twice a year or whatever, and they get overwhelmed. And so what I describe it is as chaos in the body. And so what Reiki can do is allow you to settle in your body, but some people don't know how to slow down and stop. So it gives them an opportunity for 1 hour to lay on the table and allow the therapist to hold that space for you. And it can be done. It's you get to leave your clothes on for the Reiki session, and the therapist can just hold different body parts for you and hold that space. Or they don't have to touch you with their hands. It's called either on body or off body. And it's very calming. It's very relaxing. And the results are varying. But what tends to happen is people feel relaxed and calm at the end of a session.
That is amazing. And that is perfect for people who are experiencing the anxiety of the holidays. I mean, even shopping, or you made a good point, even, you know, facing or seeing relatives, family, you know, dealing with the whole shopping experience. I love that. And I'm going to I'm going to give the website again, and it's Care Essence. And if you think of Care Essence, TM, which is trademark, I'm assuming.
Actually, it's therapeutic massage, but that's
therapeutic
a good
massage. Okay, perfect. I'm saying it's trademark, but it's therapeutic massage, so it's easy to remember. CareEssenceTM .com, and she has a list of everything that you could find with pricing, with the specials, with every. It's very thorough. It tells you, you know, where stuff originated from. I mean, I'm really quickly because I only have like a minute. Hot stone therapy. She has, you know, everything that it entails and what she will be doing. I love your website, and I love the service.
Well, thank you so much.
And I will be there to get my good massage, not that crazy, you know, from that, I won't tell you where I was. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you, I was in Jamaica. But
okay.
I can't swim in a pool. I won't be able to swim in a pool anymore. Oh, stop.
Wow.
But, Nicole, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. And, again, that's CareEssenceTM.com. www.thebeautyfiles.com. And like Nicole said, she has a lot of specials going on. And I encourage you to visit her website and take advantage of her specials. Nicole, thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you so much for having me. And you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'll get the detox because I plan on eating a lot of stuff. Coming up next, I'm just telling everybody my business. Coming up next, we're going to have Shop Goodwill. Ooh, and you're not going to believe what Goodwill has in store now. Goodwill used to be, you know, something that we thought about, you know, where we, you know, you go in and you see certain things. But Goodwill has so many fabulous things, and the online shopping is amazing. Give us 30 seconds. We'll be right back with Eric. Welcome back to The Beauty Files. Our next guest is from ShopGoodwill.com, and it is one of the first, the first internet auction site created, owned, and operated by a nonprofit organization. And Shop Goodwill, if you have not been on site, I have already gotten five things that I have already bidded on and auctioned and got. And one of my great finds, I will throw this out here, Eric, to you. I bought some St. John pants, and I only paid $30. I'm just saying.
I love it. That's great.
Welcome to the Beauty Files.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be here.
So now, Eric, tell our audience, what is ShopGoodwill.com?
Well, ShopGoodwill.com is a auction site of donated goods that people have been kind enough to donate to us. And we have curated those and essentially put them on the web for a wider audience so that you could technically bid on something from California to Virginia to, you know, anywhere that it's been donated in the country. And it's a great way to find some really amazing finds.
And the proceeds of the auctioned goods, where does the monies go?
Well, all of the monies that Goodwill raises goes to create jobs for people facing barriers.
Wow. Oh,
and those barriers can be, you know, a myriad of different things, from being out of the workforce for a number of years. Maybe it's a language barrier. Maybe it's a physical barrier. So it really kind of goes across the gambit there.
Now, how do you products that you collect and you get? Does someone go through them and they, you know, take the pictures? I mean, because everything, the pictures are done well. You know, the products are amazing. I can't say enough, people, about this website. I have never seen a website like such as Shop Goodwill that has so many different things to choose from. I mean, I'm talking about, I saw a car on there.
Yeah. It's amazing. We do have our stores are obviously getting donations all the time, because most of our stores are a drop-off station or a drop-off center for our customers. So as our people are going through the donations, if they see something that looks particularly interesting, maybe something they haven't seen before, they obviously get a little bit of training on things to keep their eyes peeled for. Those items are then shipped over to our Shop Goodwill warehouse where they are photographed, cataloged, and posted online for people to bid on.
Wow.
So, yes, they come from everywhere.
Yeah, because I think the pants that I bought, they were from Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah,
I think that's
exactly
what it said, Tacoma, Washington, yeah.
Yeah,
and I'm just looking on the site, Eric, and you know, someone just sent me Michael, you sent me a question, and yes, there are cameras on this site. I am looking at a camera now. It's a Canon. I mean, if you go on the site, you're going to be amazed because there's so many. How many cameras is on here? There was like a whole bunch of good cameras on here, and one starts at $45.
Oh, absolutely. It's, you know, I always tell people it's like the best kept secret on the web because they have so many amazing things and their prices are, the bidding starts off at an amazingly, you know, affordable price. And what's really great is during the holiday season, you know, you can, you know, say you have an aunt who collects teddy bears or you have a mom who's really into, you know, kitchen items, you can actually go on there and search pretty specifically and just find some amazing things on there. I mean, there's just no end to, you know, the treasure hunting that can go on.
And that's so perfectly put, the treasure hunting, because there are so many good treasures on here. I mean, you know, I keep going back and forth, Eric, to the site, but I just pulled up something. Oh, and by the way, when you first open up the page, they'll have, like, different things featured. There was one item. It's a signed 1980 Native American print. It's starting out at $15, and it's signed.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's one of the things
at the warehouse when you're walking through. When I'm walking through the warehouse and looking, you know, I'm the artwork alone is something that always just amazes me. The beautiful pieces that we get. And again, this is something that, you know, you can really personalize. You know that you can get for people during the holiday time that, you know, really speaks directly to them. That isn't going to be something that, you know, you're getting that there's 20 more of them on the shelf kind of a thing.
Right. And now, Eric, okay, between you and me, how do you go into that website and not start grabbing and putting away? I would lose my mind.
No, that's not allowed, unfortunately.
I mean, if anybody out there who enjoys fur or wears fur, you know, whatever you like, I love fur. And I mean, you don't have just like ratty little. You have mink. You have ranch mink.
Oh, absolutely.
And, I mean, $45.
Right.
And they're in good condition.
Can you believe it?
No, I couldn't believe
it.
I already bid on one. But I couldn't believe that I saw that on your website. You know, the St. John's pants, they still had a tag on them.
Yeah, absolutely. These are items that our customers are kind enough to, you know, to donate to us. And we are really happy that we are able to, you know, put these out where people can really take advantage of them. And again, find these amazing items for such an affordable price. And, you know, it's really that chic thrift store chic, you know. It's the best.
And how do people donate their items?
People can donate their items at any of our Goodwill shops, actually, our retail shops. We also have attended donation centers. Sometimes that could be in a parking lot, in a grocery store, or possibly in a church parking lot. Sometimes they're in business parking lots. So you really just have to go on to your local Goodwill website, and they will have a complete listing of all of those.
Okay, and then it's like, okay, Eric, so I'm thinking some people got junk. I mean, some people got stuff that they didn't want, and why would you think I wanted to? I mean, how do you sift through that and say, okay, you know, this is just pure trash, and then this is something that we can use? And then the next question is, what if you found something that was worth a whole lot of money? I mean,
well,
you know, they didn't know about it. They didn't realize that it was a Van Gogh or something.
Right, exactly. And you know, we've had a couple of instances where we've had paintings that have been donated that have been worth and have sold for thousands of dollars.
Oh!
So, you know, it's that bidding situation, very similar to eBay and all of those, where, you know, you come on and really it's about how much you know and how much you're able to kind of, you know, weed through those things. As far as the things that get donated, you know, of course, you know, there's the whole gambit of, you know, coffee mugs and, you know, cutting boards and, you know, Tupperware, and I mean, it just goes on and on. And it really is our processors in the store that are hands-on, that actually look and touch every single thing that gets donated and, you know, gives it the once-over and kind of makes the assertion whether or not this is something that we, that has additional value to our customers through our retail outlets, or potentially could be a special item that we would want to, you know, highlight on Shop Goodwill.
Now, before I let you go, Eric, I'll give everyone the website again. It's shopgoodwill.com, and when you click on it, you know, you sign up, you become a member, you know, of the site, and then you just basically just type in, like Eric said, you can literally search anything that you want. Put it in detail, like if you know your sister or your mother or whatever, they're looking for a particular item. If you type that in, more than likely you're going to find something that's going to come up. But I wanted to tell everyone, Goodwill had this really nice fashion show that happened a couple of months ago. It was so spectacular that I thought that I was in designers that came in and just had people wearing their clothes, because it was so nice, and everything that the people were wearing came from Goodwill.
Oh, absolutely. And that's really the funnest thing, Juanita, is that, you know, you can really, the limit of how fashionable you want to be is really dictated by you. There are so many wonderful pieces at the Goodwill that are gently used and, you know, passed along to us, that you can really be on trend and pay, you know, a vastly different price than you would in a full-line retail store and still look like you are completely current.
Exactly. That is so well put, Eric. You're exactly right, because people will think that, you know, especially people who are just getting back into the job market, and they need to, you know, they couldn't spend a lot of money or could not, you know, couldn't afford to get a really good suit. I guarantee you, if you go to Goodwill, you will find a spectacular suit, outfit, shoes, the whole thing, and people will think you spent a lot of money, and you probably came out spending like $30 for the whole outfit.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. You know, dressing the mannequins in the stores you know, I always tell the girls and the guys who do that for us, I say, you know, when someone walks in and says, you know, I want that whole outfit head to toe, that is the best compliment you could ever receive. And, you know, what's great is that outfit is one of a kind. There will not be another one of those, you know, out there. And it will really, you know, again, help you build your own personal style.
Oh my God, Eric! You have been such a joy, and you know everything about Good. I bet you look fab. You just look fabulous yourself. But how do you not take stuff from that place? I'm telling you, I would lose my mind.
Yeah, it's hard to, you know, we walk through and especially, you know, I like to collect portraits of animals. I like animal paintings.
Oh wow!
And you know, I see some amazing ones, and I walk by and I'm like, I can't even look at it too long, because it's heartbreaking.
You have been a pleasure. And again, people, shopgoodwill.com is the website. I encourage you to go online now. And I couldn't get the last question out. You know, I have to have Eric back come again. But thank you so much for being on my show. I really appreciate it.
Juanita, thank you so much, and have a great holiday season.
Thank you. You too, and stop taking all those animal portraits. I know. I see you, Eric. You got your hand on it again. Thank you so much, and thank you, people, for listening to The Beauty Files with Juanita. Everyone have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I hope that these tips, different shopping sites, and will encourage you to try something different and try something new, especially when you're doing your holiday gift shopping. I will see you in 2 weeks. Until then, you take care. Bye-bye.